This is Good Food on the Road with KCRW's Evan Kleiman and Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly. Every week, Evan and Jonathan tell us where to eat and what to order in every nook and cranny of Los Angeles.
Where are we going today? Whose food are we eating?
Joseph Centeno. We've talked about his food a lot on the show.
What restaurant is he best known for?
At the moment, he's best known for Lazy Ox, you know, the superb small plates restaurant.
But he's recently opened a new place.
He has. There's been this thing that I guess has been, it's weird to call it a signature thing because he doesn't always do it, but it's been on his menus for years, at least since he was at Opus. And it's this sort of flatbread sandwich that he calls Baco. And I know that every time this Baco appears on a menu, people go ape for it. And so he never actually has it on the menu that much in his other restaurants because I think he's afraid that
it will take over.
It'll take over. That's the only thing anybody will ever order.
So he was really smart in then opening a restaurant where that's what it is.
That's what it is. A Baco is a flatbread, a fresh hot flatbread, and sort of about the size and thickness of a pupusa, but not made out of corn. It's folded over in sort of a fat taco configuration over, I don't know, mixtures of stuffs that are usually like super strongly flavored. So the original one has the inevitable pork belly, and it has something he calls beef carnitas, which are, I assume, shoulders, some kind of fatty cut that he's like braised for a long time and then sort of flash fried, so they're really crisp, but they sort of like collapse in your mouth.
Yum. And then what are the condiments that are in the sandwich?
I guess like a mayonnaise or an aioli that's very garlicky and is flavored with, I imagine, Spanish smoked paprika. So it has like this sort of bright orange color and sort of like an intense smokiness to it. And there's also something called salbichada. It's kind of like a Catalan salsa with a bunch of stuff in it. There's one stuffed with fava bean fritters.
That sounds so delicious.
It's sort of exploded falafel in a way. There's poblano chili in it, so there's like a bit of Mexican flavor in it also. Yeah, and sort of like a vinegary salmorejo, which I guess brings it back to Spain again.
Yeah, salmorejo, which reminds me of sort of the oil and vinegar dressing that you'd find on a hoagie in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's a really interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, exactly. And he has a a chicken one with sort of like pickled chicken, like in escabeche, with the chili herb paste jug,
which is from Yemen,
right? And lebni, which is the really thick sour cream from Lebanon,
which you should never look at the calorie count.
They also have a small specialty in, I guess, the Catalan pizza-like things called cocas. And, of course, he doesn't top them with anything like remotely Catalan. The one I've liked best so far has been topped with merguez sausage, which is, you know, the spicy lamb sausage from northern Africa, with harissa, the chili paste, and globs of goat cheese. And I think probably the signature one is the one with like a salsa verde that he makes and like an egg.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold of the LA Weekly about Baco Mercat on Main Street between 4th and 5th in downtown LA. You can get the exact address by simply texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget, you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on the Good Food blog and also accessible through Google Maps.